Let me get to the Art on the Plaza competition. We do have those sound bites that I want to play. And again, it was last Tuesday at the Plaza, the Catholic Foundation unveiled this year's winner. Her name is Rebecca Perry, and her art piece was called Vessels of Harmony. And it's adorning a 28-by-9-foot public art wall in the Catholic Foundation Plaza. The plaza is located between the National Shrine Cathedral of Our Lady Guadalupe and the Morton H. Meyerson Symphony Center. It is really big and it's really beautiful. So we were there and, you know, all the folks from the Catholic Foundation and the big art pieces started up. But it's really, it's beautiful. And I want to start with the little clip I have with Matt Kramer, because the Catholic Foundation is celebrating its 70th anniversary as a foundation and its 20th anniversary of doing this Art on the Plaza. So I talked to him about that and a couple other things. So here's my conversation with Matt Kramer, President and CEO of the Catholic Foundation.
So obviously a landmark year for both the Art on the Plaza and also the Catholic Foundation. So talk about these big anniversaries and what it means to you.
Yeah, what's great is we're in our 70th anniversary and the foundation has such momentum, great things with donors. This will be our best year ever. Clearly, we've already surpassed last year, which was a record year for the foundation in contributions. I'm sure grants out the door will be the same. But this is fabulous to be here again. Beautiful morning this morning. It's not too hot.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
And we got a beautiful painting on the wall here that is so unusual. It's different than anything I've seen in the 13 years I've been at the foundation. So it's just really pretty.
I always get a chance to talk to the artists and also the judges. You being the president and CEO of Catholic Foundation, do you have any say in this, or can you give your opinion, or are you just leave it to the judges?
No, we leave it entirely to the judges. I'm not the art person. So. Because they really have to deliberate, what's this thing going to look like on the wall? And then how does it deal with harmony, the whole concept of harmony? And they just do a fabulous job. I mean, these people are great at what they do and picking out the art. So
take us back 20 years, when the foundation was making a decision to do this, because people think of the Catholic Foundation giving out grants and charitable contributions and then an Art on the Plaza. I mean, how does this fit into the overall purpose and mission of Catholic Foundation, which I love, but it's an interesting part of the foundation.
So my understanding of the history, because I wasn't here 20 years ago, but this was an eyesore. Actually, this whole area here was an eyesore, and they said, we need to have something that's going to be a gift back to the community at large for our 50th anniversary. And so they came up with the idea of the Art Plaza, or the Plaza. Then the question was, how are you going to draw people up onto this plaza? What's going to be there? And then that's what came up with this concept of having an art wall that was 28 feet by 9 feet tall. Then they would have annual
easier than free tacos, huh?
Well, free tacos, yeah, it could be too hot or raining or who knows. But yeah, no, but I think that was the point. And what it did was it beautified this corner of the church, because the cathedral, apparently all the HVAC units were right here and so forth. And they were able to basically cover them and with some beautiful stuff here.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the 70th and the 20th, and thank you for your
time. Thank you for being here, Dave. Great to see you again.
All right, Matt Kramer, President and CEO of the Catholic Foundation. Great to talk to him. And, you know, he mentioned it was an eyesore. It was an ugly part of the arts district, and now they've beautified it. And just as a side note, talking about beauty, Trent Horn put a video out recently about Catholics, all these like popular, famous Catholic apologists and people that people know. And what is their favorite, the most convincing proof for the existence of God? And he mentioned that Dr. Peter Kraft said that his most convincing proof of the existence of God is the existence of beauty. And I just, beauty is so important, because it's not something like we want, like food or, that we desire, because it's just something that we observe and we see it and it's just so amazing. So anyways, I really appreciate the Catholic Foundation doing this. The next clip I want to play is of the winner, Rebecca Perry, and her art piece is called Vessels of Harmony. And it reveals how scripture addresses the idea of living in peace and harmony with one another. In the painting, colorful vases filled with daisies depict friendship, while a bee feeding on a thistle reflects on the harmonious relationship between plant and creature. And so here's the conversation I had with Rebecca Perry.
So first of all, I'm just curious, how many times have you entered the contest?
This is the fifth year.
Okay. And tell us about the piece from your perspective and what inspired you to paint this.
So the theme for this year was expressing harmony. So that much was already a given. And then I went to scripture to find some examples of living in harmony, but it was at my mother-in-law's house that I saw a window kind of like this. She has a big window that's full of vases, and when I saw it and the light was coming through, I just thought, this is it. This is what I need to paint. I just had a feeling that it was a good choice. I wasn't sure up until then. I'd just been kind of thinking about things.
How does it feel to see your artwork in downtown Dallas in such a grand presentation?
It's a little surreal. I'm very excited. I don't know. I'm just amazed that it happened.
Yeah, and tell me about the moment you found out. How did you find out? What was your first reaction?
I was just about to leave the house. I was sitting in my driveway when the call came through, and it wasn't a number that I recognized, but I went ahead and answered the phone, and I just, all day long, I felt like it was from Matt Kramer, who's the president.
Yeah, president, CEO, yeah.
Of Catholic Foundation, and I was overwhelmed, and all day long I sort of felt like maybe I just dreamed that phone call. It's very exciting.
Well, fifth time's a charm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's exciting. You stole my line.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
That was so funny because she spoke and she used that line. So when I used it in the interview, she's like, wait a second, you stole my line. She was going to use that. But also speaks of perseverance, because I'm sure after, getting in the contest three times, four times, human nature says, oh gosh, but is it worth it to do it again? And here she wins. She gets a $5,000 prize. She just lost her husband. Her husband, I think they said, passed away in the last year. And she's got a lot of kids, like 8 kids. I think most of them are grown. But anyways, congratulations to Rebecca Perry and on her piece, Vessels of Harmony. And, the ambient noise is interesting. They are in a flight track. They're of
so
planes.
So much so.
The planes were constantly going overhead.
They were. Every time that someone would go up to speak, I swear, it was like a plane would go over. So we'd wait a minute, let the plane go, and then continue on.
Yeah. So I just got to talk to the winner from last year, Lori Kusick. Her piece was called Grateful Heart at Earth Sunrise. And I love Lori's honesty here because it was kind of tough to see hers come down, but she's very gracious. But I talked to her about, the last year of having her art displayed on the plaza and then the feelings of having it come down. So this is what Lori Kusick had to say.
That started the wrong part. Apologies about that. Lori Kusick, take two.
So, Lori, tell me about the year that you had now that your year is over and a new piece of art has been displayed here. But how is it now that it's over to just have your art displayed here downtown for a whole year?
It was absolutely an amazing year. It's really bittersweet to see it come down. I came to visit it one last time, but just to see your art in such a public space, in such a vibrant city, is just mind-blowing when you see it so large.
And I got to ask you, if you come here randomly on a Saturday, a month or 3 months or 4 months ago, and you see people looking at it, did you walk up to them and say, hey, that's mine, that's my art?
Absolutely.
Oh, did you?
And if I did, my husband did.
And what kind of questions did they ask you, or what were people's spontaneous reactions to the art?
Oh, they would comment on the art itself and why they were standing here contemplating with it. But then also, if they were into the arts or if they were artists, I got tons of questions about, how does this happen, and the foundation and the church and those kinds of
It's got to be a great boost in confidence as an artist to have received this award. What did that do to your art, confidence in going forward, or what's next, or what are you doing now with your art?
Well, artists are always on a roller coaster. We can be at top of the world and in 2 seconds be questioning what we're doing. It's just part of our makeup.
Yeah.
But to know that such a prestigious panel selected my work because I know I've read the resumes of who makes this decision, is really humbling.
Yeah.
To know it really is just self-fulfilling. And I remind myself in those dark moments when you're questioning your work or you're wondering what to do next.
Yeah.
You know, to just keep going.
And, you know, we're all humans. We all have our thoughts, and it must have been a little bit sad to see yours taken down. So how does it feel? I mean, obviously, congratulations to the new winner, but it's no longer there. So is that kind of tough?
Yeah, but they're all little children, but you just move on to the next one.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations and thank you.
So thank you. And this year's really is beautiful, and everyone should come down and see it. Every year is a total different solution.
Yeah.
And that's what makes it exciting. Sorry. You cut off.
Was that like a train going through or something? That wasn't a plane.
I think that was a bus or like a truck or something. We are in downtown Dallas.
I've always loved ambient noise. See, even in studio, I'll sometimes leave the door open, and I don't care if there's a baby crying out in the lobby or what. I love ambient noise. I actually like it better than it being the absolutely quiet kind of like it is now. It's making me uncomfortable. But okay, so Lori Kusick, wow, what a wonderful lady. So I've got two more interview segments that I'm going to play. Again, we're talking about the Catholic Foundation's Art on the Plaza, Foundation Art in the Plaza competition. Last Tuesday, they unveiled the new winner, Rebecca Perry. I just played her clip. Rebecca won $5,000. It was her fifth attempt. And entering for the first time was a young lady by the name of Sophia Conde. And hers was called Harmony of Life. And she won second place. She was a runner-up, received a $500, prize for that. And so I had a quick little conversation with her as well.
So, Sophia, congratulations, first of all, on being runner-up. First time you've entered this contest.
Yes.
What inspired you to enter? Why did you think it would be a good idea?
Well, I was inspired by the theme this year, and I had an idea for it. Because I love the seeds of the magnolia flower. The blood red seeds, to me, reminds me of like Christ.
And it, needless to say, with coming as a runner-up, you'll probably enter again.
Yeah,
in future years?
I hope to. I plan to.
Yeah. So, Harmony of Life. You said you love the theme. So, I know we're on radio, so people can't see it. And you mentioned a little bit about it. But how would you describe on the radio the art and is it and your style of as an artist in general?
Well, it's a kind of progression of the life cycle of a magnolia flower. So it starts from a bud and blooms, and then it dies, wilts away. And the cone blooms with seeds eventually, and it's the background is filled with leaves, and there's colors all over the place. Like there's purples, and I try to bring color into the piece, even though it is fairly realistic.
Good. Well, thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, that was Sophia Conde, the runner-up at the contest. All right, the last interview I have were a couple of the judges. They have, the others have mentioned, pretty prestigious judges that are judging this. And so Grania Cella and Jennifer Staubach Gates were two of the judges, among others. And I had a chance to talk to them at the same time and about the process and as they get together and they decide. And I love what they said about this. And it's been particularly what they're going to comment on, both the winner and the runner up as well, but also the process of choosing who is the winner. So this is the last interview I'm going to play, the last segment, Grania Cella and Jennifer Staubach Gates.
Tell me about the winner, Vessels of Harmony by Rebecca Perry. What did you see in this that, why do you think it was chosen ultimately?
Well, what's interesting about this year is last year all judges had the same work in their top three choices. And when we came together this year, we all had different pieces of art that we picked out.
Yes.
And we had real discussions around the why. And there was a lot of meaning in this. The flowers represent friendship. The little bee represents the connection of have, you know, the wildflowers with nature. The stained glass windows are connected to the stained glass windows inside Cathedral Guadalupe. So we felt it really spoke to many elements that we were looking for this year.
Jennifer, your thoughts?
Yeah, we always have to decide, you know, what's gonna blow up on the wall, you know, compared to a smaller print. And this piece of artwork, I think, spoke to that. I mean, we could see it being large, and just love the intertwine with the nature and the simplicity. The flowers were the same colors, yet the vases were different colors, and I loved the stained glass being incorporated as well.
I imagine you kind of hinted at that there's conversation, not everybody's in total agreement.
Yes.
It almost sounds like you're in a jury or something, you're trying to come up with a verdict. What's the mood? Is there good-natured argumentation, or how do you ultimately come to a decision?
There was lots of really different entries this year, and some of them were a bit more complex, and there were things like large hands and large birds, and we really had to think about what's that going to look like blown up. So if somebody's driving by here or coming out of the Meyerson, they're just seeing this delightful sunny window with little vases of hand-picked flowers. I mean, there couldn't be anything more sunshiny and happy coming out of this area. So it really lifts up the whole plaza, and it's easy also to understand if you're going by quickly. You know, it doesn't need a lot of explanation, but if you come here and spend time and start looking, there are details, and you can kind of start seeing more and more in the piece as you look at it.
Yeah, I know we're about to get started. A quick comment on the runner-up, Sophia Conde's Harmony of Life. I just had a chance to speak to her. First time she's entered the contest.
Well, I'm thrilled to hear it's her first time to have a piece in the competition, because I do think, I mean, I loved it. I loved the magnolia. I just love the colors, the brightness. I think the white really spoke. I think when things are, we didn't want a dark piece. This plaza and the light pieces kind of spoke to us. So I love that piece as well.
Yeah.
So, and ironically, they both have flowers in them. But I think when we spoke, and everybody kind of advocated for a piece that they liked, and we started talking about more of the elements, you know, that is why these two ended up being the finalists, because they had a lot of the elements that we all agreed upon, which were going to be great on display.
Yeah.
All right, they do this every year, and they'll have another round next year. If you're an artist and you'd like to be involved in that, you can visit their website, catholicfoundation.com. In the meantime, just get over there to the plaza and enjoy this one, Vessels of Harmony, which is by artist Rebecca Perry. Congratulations to her and to everybody at the Catholic Foundation.